Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, a little notify bell next to it on YouTube. Make sure you're always getting that fresh Going In Raw content. We're also available on every fine podcast app out there. Be sure to leave a rating or review. It really, really helps Going In Raw if you guys leave a little rating or a little review for us on whatever podcast app you're using to listen to Going In Raw. And Larson, we are now on Spotify.
Spotify. Road to Office Space. Yeah, we're on Spotify now. Hooray. It only took a year.
That's right. It took a year of failure, and then one day it just happened. So good
Pretty
for us.
Pretty anticlimactic, but it's there.
The demon boss has like a mad glare.
Yeah.
There we go. Good enough.
Well done.
Anyways, hope you guys are doing good. We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. There's our shirt selection there.
Oh, look at that. It's actually on there correctly.
They're all old. We need new stuff. Look at that.
Well, we got the one with both of our heads and then my giant head and not going to happen. Those are the newest.
Kind of newer.
Those were around Thanksgiving time.
Right. That was a long time ago.
So, what, 2.5 months ago?
Everything's so old. We need new, man.
All right, we'll work on new then.
We need the new. I was thinking of conglomerating these two and seeing if that'll sell better. Because we got a bunch of people in the end saying, I wish that they had your face on that happening right there.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things I worked up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, no, we'll just take both of those things.
Let's just do this. Do my huge stupid head and put the words "not going to happen" right over on top of it. Just literally combine the two shirts.
Okay, whatever you want to do. I'm throwing out ideas here. Anyways, what else are we doing now? We're good. Are we good?
I'm actually wearing one of her shirts.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Way to bust that out in the appropriate time.
Not going
to
happen.
Very good. Then just put your face.
I'll put my face where the O's are.
Where the O's are, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, okay, there you go. Let's do that then.
Cool. Would people like that?
Would people like that?
Because if they don't like it, then I'm not going to do it.
Can I do it, even if they don't like it?
No, that's a waste of... if we're gonna
waste
do it,
of what?
If we're going to do it, but no one wants it, then no one's going to buy it, and it's a waste of time and energy.
Well, this is just like a 38 people watching right now. Who are you asking exactly?
Well,
general audience.
Right now, but this is being recorded.
Are you
going to
sift through the YouTube comments?
No, people hit me up on Twitter if you want to combine the Not Going to Happen and big stupid Larson head shirt into one shirt.
You seem pretty self-conscious. I like that you wear the stupid Larson head shirt.
Yeah.
I need to get one.
You do.
I really need one.
But it's my head. It's silly.
Yeah,
it's just a shirt with my huge head on it. It's
name one shirt on here that isn't silly, though. They're all silly.
Is good Going In Raw. Logo
They're
dead
is good. Silly as can be.
No, but it's like our branding. It's good. Friendos, the two Friendo shirts are good. Everything else is silly, though.
My favorite is still Congress Under.
Steve W is not silly. That's
Congress Under Mecha Santa is the best one. That's my favorite.
It's a good
looks
shirt.
So metal, dude. Anyways, let's talk about. No, 205 Live.
205 Live.
Another fantastic episode of 205 Live.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
It was good because it's all wrestling now, man.
Yeah, I know. I like that they're concentrating on action.
Action now.
In-ring action.
If there was,
with just a little bit of character stuff to motivate action. Because we just can't have action that's unmotivated by anything. It's just random matches put together. As spectacular as the matches may be.
Number one, you can have that. Number two,
I think you need some storylines to motivate the matches to build to matches of consequence so people get excited about them.
I'm so torn over Drew Gulak not being able to be a cartoonish version of himself.
I know.
But at the same time, man, that match
There's got to be a good middle ground.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because he still wore the Gulak for a better 205 Live shirt, so hopefully they'll keep a little bit of that. Just have him be meaner.
Yeah, right, I know. The Drew Gulak we saw last night, I think, is prime Gulak. I was really, really happy to see that.
We're not going to see the PowerPoint presentation anymore.
Which is kind of a bummer to me. I feel like they're really onto something good there.
But keep him like doing the political type thing.
Yeah.
But just give him an edge.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If
right,
he gets
right.
mad, he gets mad.
Yeah.
And he takes it out on people and gets really mean.
But Drake Maverick was all no. He's all no nonsense, which
yeah,
is
no.
funny because Rockstar Spud is like all nonsense. So I don't know. It was kind of crazy. Anyways, it kicked off with this. Okay, so Akira Tozawa versus Mark Andrews. What's the first thing you'd think of? Hey, Lars, we're getting Akira Tozawa versus Mark Andrews.
This is going to be pedal to the metal. Fast-paced match.
Mile a minute.
Yeah.
It's going to... Half of this match is literally going to take place in the air.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews literally has an airplane. I don't think he on last night, but, like, I've seen...
Oh, he several of his pants have multiple airplanes on
have,
them.
Have, like, multiple airplanes on them.
Mm-hmm.
This was a ground-based submission match,
yeah,
and I was not happy with that.
I wonder... You know, at first, because you told me that you watched part of it before I started 205 Live, and I was wondering if it was just part of the story they were being... That was being told where Tozawa was trying to ground the high flyer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Tozawa can do some aerial moves, but
yeah,
he's more a fast-paced
wrestler.
He's
just really fast-paced. Yeah,
he works a fast pace with a little bit of aerial stuff sprinkled in, whereas Mark Andrews, I mean, he's a high flyer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He flies.
Yeah, he flies.
But yeah, for the first, I don't know, third of this match, it was largely, it wasn't like rest holds.
Right.
It was submission moves, but it's not, you know, we granted I'm not terribly familiar with Mark Andrews' work. I've seen a few of his matches
mm-hmm.
beyond the United Kingdom tournament
mm-hmm.
and the subsequent specials. Like, I've seen some of his work in PWG, and I remember him busting out some of these submission moves.
Yeah.
But if part of the story was one or both of them trying to ground their opponent or slow down the pace, I get it. But if you're going to kick off a show with this match, and you said this before we started, with this match, two wrestlers who can work a really fast pace and do exciting stuff, and yet you have them employ... rest holds. Sorry, not wrestles. Submission moves
mm-hmm.
to begin the match. It's probably not the best way to get the crowd into the show right away.
There were a lot. There's a lot of submission stuff going on because that's Drew Gulak's game. Is a ground submission game.
But the pace was fast the whole time.
I know, and I know you're absolutely right. These weren't rest holds with Akira Tozawa and Mark
Andrews. They were submission holds. Yeah,
but it wasn't like it was a very methodical pace.
It was, and it wasn't because during the Gulak and Nice match, part of it. Like when Zack Sabre Jr., he can wrestle an entire match just doing submission holds, and it's captivating because, A, you see the thought process behind every move he does, and also, you get the sense that he is really trying to hurt somebody.
Right, exactly.
Which was the case for the Gulak match.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This match, it didn't seem that way.
I know. And like, here's the thing. We understand that one of the problems with 205 Live is the crowd, and you got to get the crowd into it. I can't think of a better way to get the crowd into your next batch of matches than Mark Andrews flying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of stunning to me. They didn't do that.
Last week, the show kicked off with Kalisto versus Lince Dorado, and the very first bit were the two of them countering each other with all sorts of acrobatic type moves.
Right, exactly.
And they got the crowd into the show right
yeah.
away. So
yeah.
No, I agree. They need to do something that'll get the crowd's attention immediately.
I mean, you have Mark Andrews.
I know.
You're flying him in.
I know.
And you mentioned off camera, you said it felt like he just got off the plane or something. Mm-hmm. And maybe
it seemed like they didn't have time to work out the match or something.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. I mean, maybe you do need an extensive period of time to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do all this crazy flying stuff. But I mean, not to say it was a bad match.
No, it wasn't bad. It just, you know, when you see Akira Tozawa versus Mark Andrews, you have a certain expectation.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And just because what we got wasn't that doesn't mean it's a bad match.
Right. Yeah. I'm just surprised. Like, you want to get these guys can totally get this crowd into the match
mm-hmm.
instantly
mm-hmm.
to do some crazy stuff to start it off, and instead they didn't, and I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
Surprisingly, Mark Andrews got the win on a reversal on a roll-up attempt.
Yeah.
Which, again, a reversal on a roll-up attempt is not how I would really think of.
Yeah.
How is this match going to end? Oh, some crazy high-flying senton stuff.
Yeah.
No. He reversed the roll-up attempt.
I mean, Mark Andrews tried a shooting star press, missed, landed
mm-hmm.
on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tozawa's suicide dive. That was awesome.
No, that was cool. That was really neat. Yeah, that was awesome. I love it. I mean, it always freaks me out.
Yeah, especially this time because it looks like he's about to land on his head.
I know.
And he had to rotate his body over.
Nigel McGuinness said that. Look at it. He almost landed on his head.
Yeah.
He
doesn't do that anymore.
I know. It bums me out.
Gives a thumbs up.
So anyway, yeah, Mark Andrews moves on. I wish we had brackets.
I know. I don't know why they
for this.
They aren't.
Who is he going to move on to fight?
Publishing brackets so we know who he's going to fight next time. Maybe they just don't know.
Mark Andrews versus Roger. Yeah, that's what I was asking you beforehand too. And I have no idea how far in advance they booked the winner for the Cruiserweight Classic. And I don't know. I wonder who's going to go over in the end of all this. I feel like it's too clean of a slate for them just to go back to Cedric Alexander. I kind of feel like at this point they're introducing and moving on so many like new names. Like next week we're supposed to get, who are we getting next
Buddy
week?
Murphy.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy. Yeah, another
best
new
kept
name.
Secret.
Best kept secret. Nobody
he's ever. Been in NXT for a while. He used to be a tag team champs with Wesley Blake.
Right, but apparently he's been putting on like amazing matches in NXT.
At the live event circuit, yeah.
And then later on in the show, I'll just talk about it now, we got a Buddy Murphy video package where he talked about, I liked it. He talked about like, you know, trying to, I guess, shed weight essentially.
Yeah, making weight, and they had the weigh-in
mm-hmm.
in the video package.
That was cool. That was neat.
Where Spud was, you know, doing the, you know, doing it publicly and stuff
204.4.
Yeah.
They do the stones, the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
They do stones,
mm-hmm.
not pounds.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, he should have said 16 stones. I don't know how many stones that is.
Yeah.
5.5 stone.
I don't know.
But anyways, yeah.
I kind of feel like the finals right now are going to be Roddy versus Cedric.
I feel like that's a
that's
yeah,
going to be the match at Mania. I really would love it if it was Cedric versus Mustafa Ali because there's so much story built in that match.
Yeah, I know.
But I kind of feel like it's going to be Roderick Strong and Cedric.
I'll take Roderick Strong any day of the week over pretty much anybody except for Gargano and AJ Styles. I just freaking love Roderick Strong. I think he's great.
He is great.
So, no, I think you're probably right. I think it's going to be – and I honestly kind of think Roderick Strong is going to go over at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
I kind of get that feeling. I mean,
that'll really be – you know, if they're going – if the idea for 205 Live is strictly like competition in ring – that would make sense because mm-hmm. that's his strength.
Yeah.
Let's say Cedric isn't a great in-ring
well,
performer because he is.
That's Cedric's strength also. He's not the best guy on the in terms of personality.
Well, they didn't really give him anything to work with as good.
Yeah, that's true.
But in terms of...
yeah, but whenever he's given the opportunity, I feel like he always comes off as kind of
but I'm not just talking about mic work. Like, Roddy is really good in the ring in terms of performing and making matches look real.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric can do that. Plus, he's really good at performing and telling a story in the ring just based on facial reactions. I don't know if Roddy really...
You know what they should do.
But Roddy's pace of work is so fast that there's really no time to sell stuff like that, whereas yeah. Cedric does. You know, it's just a difference of styles.
I they should tell them at WrestleMania, just go tell a story, and we'll call the winner during the match.
Right.
We'll get it to
I'm
the
sure
ref.
Happened before.
Oh, yeah. I think didn't they do that in like... No, in like 2000, like the late 2000s or 2009, something like that, they started doing it where like...
Oh, they weren't telling the ref the finish of the match.
That's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah.
Ref had to figure it out. Anyways.
But anyways, yeah. I mean, I think if it's Roddy versus Cedric, it'll be telling what they're going to prioritize. Whether
and
it's
here's the thing.
Character work or I want to say storytelling. That's not the right phrase. But you know what I mean. Performance as a character in the wrestling ring versus strictly work rate. If that delineation makes any sense.
I see what you're saying. Right now, it looks like they're going after work rate, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can kind of already see the writing mm-hmm. on the wall, mm-hmm. which still could go to Cedric.
Oh, absolutely.
I
just feel like Cedric adds a little bit more in terms of the performance, in terms of selling moves, telling the story of the match.
I honestly think that I wonder if one of their priorities, if it's not that, would be, do we want to move away from what people thought was 205 Live? Because Cedric was totally the heir apparent.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to let them know, hey, this is a fresh thing. Roderick Strong is our guy. And then Cedric can chase it after that if
yeah,
he wants.
No.
I don't know. I don't know how they want to go. I mean, I think no matter what, that match is going to be absolutely
stellar.
Oh, it's going to
be great. And there's, you know, if it is Roddy versus Cedric, the story is there. It's and who's no going to wreck the other person's back?
No matter who wins, that crowd's going to go eight because that match is going to be told so perfectly.
Yeah.
I really believe
yeah.
that. I'm really looking forward to that one. In their kickoff show. we had Jack Gallagher trying to give an interview with Dasha, and then Drake Maverick shows up, and he's like, what a lovely suit. I have two of them.
Yeah, he named the designer.
Yeah.
I have two of myself.
Something of London.
Do you think that's appropriate ring gear?
He just dresses people down like he's a sub. Like he's a friggin' substitute teacher. Do you think that's appropriate ring gear? I don't. What did he say? Pull yourself together? No. I forget what the phrase was he used.
They pretty much saying, come back next week for your match dressed in real ring gear.
Is he going to wear the rainbow tights?
I don't know.
I feel like he probably is. It's kind of his thing.
Yeah. Someone posted a picture on Twitter, I didn't notice who it was, of his ring gear and some other promotion in his pants.
That's tight. Interesting, yeah.
Not the shorts.
Calm down, Demon Boss.
So maybe he'll employ something like that.
That'd be cool. Whatever, like fresh slate.
Yeah.
Good. Because
he's still going to be heel Jack Gallagher, the brightly colored.
He'll probably be heel like
trunks.
It'll be heel like we saw Drew Gulak
might
heel
not work. Yeah,
this week. You know, not going to be doing the.
It was a pretty bright blue on Gulak's
tights. I think the days of him in clown makeup on a Titantron are done with.
Yes.
Thing. Good or bad, you decide. I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Karen said it was progress last month.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Right on. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
I freaking love our patrons, man. Here
I know.
The live stream, they're fact checkers for us.
I know.
You
it's
know?
Great.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah, we really are.
We don't know what we're talking about. So thanks for that. Let's see here. Next up, we had the Buddy Murphy video package. Already talked about that.
Yeah, that
and then
was
we
great.
Had a 20-minute main event, Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese. Holy crap.
Great storytelling here.
Hey, you know what's cool, too, is I didn't notice how long Mixed Match Challenge is. But they're giving 205 Live 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Which we were so worried they were going to give
yeah,
it like
46 or 48 last night.
Yeah. I thought it was straight up 50. They gave this main event 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah,
that
I mean,
great.
Dude, if you get 2 20-minute matches in, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Especially if they're of the quality they've been the last 3 weeks.
Oh, my God, I know. So this match was absolutely fantastic. It started off Drew Gulak trying to shake the hands of the hand of Tony Nese. You know, sportsmanship, we go back a ways. Tony Nese kicked his hand.
And then Vic Joseph brought up the beatdown that Tony Nese took at the hands of Drew Gulak.
As part of the Zotrain thing, which is like we're in weird territory because they're addressing stuff that they obviously just want
to. Yeah, I know. But then if you address it to tell the story of this match, now that this match is over, move on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's good to have like a kernel of story in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But the story of these guys, it would not have made a difference. Because the story these guys told in the ring was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Tony Nese was busting out stuff we have not seen
and
from
what
Tony Nese.
What did I say last week? I feel like they're going to let him do like a quarter of what he can do.
And you're right.
Mm-hmm. And it's even Drew Gulak.
I know.
He hasn't wrestled this level of intensity in like a year. And even
since the Cruiserweight Classic.
And even then, I kind of feel like they were telling him to dial it back a bit.
There were times with both these guys, when they were pulling out submission moves that I had not seen from them that were absolutely fantastic. And I was like, oh my God, it was Zack Sabre Jr.-esque.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh my God, look at that. It looked like it hurts.
Yeah.
Tony Nese did some cool
aerial stuff.
Yeah.
Tried a 450 miss. That jump over the top rope was great.
They emphasized, you give him a tag, the premier athlete, and he was able to emphasize that.
That was always bummed me out. Is like, here's a premier athlete, and he comes out and he flexes, and you know, his body looks majestic.
Yeah.
He's got those abs and those huge peaks on his biceps and stuff. But then he comes in there, he just does some striking, a little submission.
Right.
And he'll bust out a moonsault every now and again. But if you're the premier athlete, you should be able to do everything.
All of that. So you should be wowing us with your strength as well.
Your strength and your athleticism and your, you know, whatever, everything.
Yeah.
And now this is the first time I feel like, okay, premier athlete, yes, I agree with
and
that.
And there was that part where he deadlifted Drew Gulak.
Yeah,
and it was like,
bomb,
oh my, and did a powerbomb. Yeah, and it was like, oh my God.
Into the bottom
crazy.
Turnbuckle was a buckle bomb.
Yeah, it was a buckle bomb. Yeah. That was awesome. That was really cool. Drew Gulak, so much intensity. I kind of misspoke because he wasn't really playing up the heel. He was just playing up super intensity. I think Tony Nese was kind of supposed to be the heel-ish.
Well, I mean, towards the end, Drew Gulak was mean when he was throwing him.
Yeah, he was being mean, but it was more, you pushed me past my point. Like, oh, we're going to go there. Like, he's not starting off a heel if he's the one offering his hand to shake and Tony Nese is kicking it away.
Yeah, so by the end of the match,
but then by the end of the match, he was like, oh, that's how it's going to be.
Mean.
Now I'm gonna mess you up.
Mean Gulak.
I'm going to wreck you.
Yeah.
Mean Gulak with the Gulak. Oh, man. Anyways, that's how he finished it with that dragon sleeper, and it looked vicious. It looked so nasty. Yeah.
He really sunk that in deep.
And he looked mean. He looked like, he looked like the nerd who'd been pushed around too much.
And really
he has like
too.
Red face.
Great physical match. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Check it out if you haven't.
No, it was fantastic. Next up, NXT. Another slamming. Man, I really love the setup. At
center stage,
the actual venue itself.
Oh, it's great.
Where like people like it looks like all those seats are amazing.
Oh yeah, it doesn't look like there's a bad seat in the house.
You know what? It kind of reminds me of in the Nick,
The medical operating theater.
Yeah, because it's in, kind of in the round.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It looks fantastic. Those people are lucky. Anyways, kicked off.
The stage aspect of it is still weird to me, where they have to walk down steps.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, take it back to Full Sail for sure. But Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong.
Fun match.
Why is this
hard hitting?
Why is this opening the show? This bugs the living crap out of me. You know what you do? Have Pete Dunne vacate that stupid UK title. Give it to Wolfgang or something, and have him just be part of NXT.
Yeah.
I am so done with his UK title not having a damn story behind it.
I'm happy you're finally coming around to my position from the get-go. Have it on NXT.
I don't want you wanted the title on NXT. I do not want the title on NXT. I just want Pete Dunne on NXT.
Oh, okay.
I don't want the title. Vacate the title.
I thought you were going to say have Wolfgang defend that title on NXT.
No.
Pete Dunne go up
I don't care what Wolfgang does. I don't really like him. I want Pete Dunne on NXT so that he has a clear path to go into the main roster like everybody else.
Well, he is
this
on
guy
NXT
is
right now.
Too big of a star. But not really, though. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, if he's in WWE, he's in NXT.
I know.
But
he's
then you get to see
there.
Him wrestling around the world.
I hate it, dude. I hate it. Give me a goddamn story with Pete Dunne. He just shows up and people go apeshit because he's amazing and he puts on these fantastic matches. We had Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong open an episode of NXT.
Yeah.
Not a takeover. This opened an episode of NXT. Are you kidding me? This is a takeover main event level match.
Good way to get the crowd into the show, I guess. And by the crowd, I mean people watching at home.
Yeah.
If I know, I understand this match probably happened in the middle of a 4-hour
like
block.
An hour
of taping.
Three,
yeah.
Exactly. Oh, Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong. Okay, cool. I'll go get some popcorn. No, man. This is a marquee match. Are you kidding me? This kid comes in with his UK title. I don't know, man. It's so silly.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised this opened the show.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me a story here, man. Is he in NXT or not? I don't know.
The answer to both your questions is yes.
I know.
He is and he isn't.
He is and he isn't. He exists in some weird limbo. I hate it. God, I hate it.
No, either bring in the United Kingdom division into NXT
no,
full time.
No, I don't yes. want the whole division there.
It's five people right now.
Okay, that was a good point.
It's five people.
What about all those kids who were on 205 Live that one week when they had Enzo embarrass them all?
They're busy doing great stuff
what
in the United Kingdom.
What an embarrassing thing that they did.
I know.
Enzo runs down the UK division.
Awful. And then defeated Tyler Bate clean at the end of that show.
That makes me want to throw up.
It's pretty awful.
Gee, willikers, man. What a bunch of bullshit.
It was pretty crappy. Anyways, just bring, like, Tyler Bate's going to, Velveteen Dream called him out.
Yes.
He's going to be in another episode, I guess, coming up. That's my supposition.
Yeah.
Just bring Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Wolfgang, and if Mark Andrews doesn't stick around 205 Live, bring him to NXT. Bring those guys to NXT.
No, listen, here's the path. Directly, you take Mark Andrews, you put him in 205 Live.
You take Pete Dunne, bring him up to Raw.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it up to Universal title scene.
And then Trent Seven and Tyler Bate could tag NXT for a little bit.
Yeah.
Bring him up to
Perfect. Whatever.
Raw or SmackDown.
It's Raw or SmackDown. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. That's what you do.
Maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe that's one of the issues. Maybe they like their independence.
I will guarantee. I love your positive attitude. That ain't the case. You see the look on Tyler Bate's face lately? That kid, he does not want to be in WWE right now.
Oh, yeah.
He does not want to be
there.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. They value their independence to a certain degree.
No. I'm saying he wants to be in the WWE, not the way they're treating him
sure?
right now as part
if
of WWE.
If the reports were hearing that he's getting punished because he was booked on a date that they want him to work, I don't know if that's really going to engender much goodwill between the two.
You're probably right. He's probably tired of it. He's like, stop jerking me around. Give me a home. I don't have a home. Oh, that's so infuriating.
Well, it is infuriating.
Their guarantee is probably pennies.
Yeah.
Or pence, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's so frustrating because
I wonder if it's like in the low to mid five figures.
I think it is. I thought I read some
like 25,000 or
so
like
at
that.
The outset for the UK tournament. I think most of those guys got a guarantee of like 25,000.
That's what I thought of her too.
And then afterwards, some of the guys that they wanted to keep, I hear that got bumped up.
All right.
So if he's making $50,000 a year, that's probably pretty
working
good.
A handful of WWE dates. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. As long as they're paying for stuff. But these kids they want a career, man.
Yeah, I know.
And I know they're young, but man, get them going. Give them some freaking storylines. I thought we were going to get something when, like, what was it, Sanity or Undisputed Era start jacking with
British
Strong Style?
Yeah.
can we have some promos and like some, you know, run-ins and some, you know, matches. Universe mode shit? Come on.
Yeah. Anyways, this match was really good. Pete Dunne went over a bitter end. Great match, though.
Yeah, no, it was a fantastic match. It was a really good match. Roderick Strong.
Pete Dunne was working over Roderick Strong's arm.
Mm-hmm,
the
yeah.
whole match came into play a couple times.
Really cool stuff going outside the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Some real stiff physical
activity.
Getting real
exactly
physical.
Exactly what you'd expect from the two of them.
Yeah, exactly. It was fantastic. Loved it. Crowd was pretty evenly divided, too. A lot of Bruiserweight fans, a lot of Roderick Strong fans. I wanted just a great match. I wanted everybody to win. Both those guys. Yeah, because it's weird. Again, Roderick Strong, UK champion. Why would he be a UK champion? Doesn't make any sense. I'm with Nigel on that one.
It'd be the mid-card title for NXT.
It belongs to a Brit. Velveteen Dream held an impromptu press conference while he was walking down the hallway.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be Velveteen Dream versus No Way Jose next week, but Velveteen Dream called out Tyler Bate during this press conference.
Yeah.
Tyler
Bate says he can mix it up in the ring with me. Tyler Bate. Wow, that Velveteen Dream guy. He's fantastic. Maybe I want to fight him.
But they'd have a couple quotes from him current and then the rest. All the interview stuff he did during the Kingdom tournament.
I've got Bip, I've got Bop, a bang and Bop, and Bip and Bop. And a lot of people say it's my maturity that makes me different. He looks completely different.
I know.
Oh God, we're totally
he's only
gonna
a year.
Get...
He's only a year older. He looks like 5 years older.
We're totally gonna get that too.
Oh, I know.
I've got bang. I've got bop. Shows him do that shit. All right.
Next, an Aleister Black promo. His entrance was great, coming in through essentially the crowd.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Rather than down the stairs.
I like that they don't try to really hide the machine, the massive machine that's
dumping fog into the arena. I know. It's just hanging over the doorway.
God damn, that dude looked like a million trillion bucks.
Good in a suit.
That suit was immaculate. Wow. Anyways, he comes up and he starts talking about the devil.
I've got a devil on my back. The NXT title. He wants that NXT title.
I want that NXT title. The devil.
Anyway, out comes Killian Dane.
Yeah, he
says that
no.
Not the devil on your back. I am.
I'm the devil on your back. He's so hairy. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
That match is going to be great. So they're going to wrestle for the number one contendership. For the devil.
That'd be my guess, yes.
Yeah. Then we had...
a squash match, TM61 against John Skyler, but not Corey Hollis, was not his tag team partner.
What?
Said it was Andrew Duckworth.
John Skyler is very short.
Mm-hmm.
Nick...
Miller.
Miller towers over him.
Yeah.
And then I looked up Nick Miller's height, and he's an inch taller than me.
So he's 6'2"?
He's 6'1".
6'1"?
Yeah, I'm just 6 feet.
Ah.
And Skyler is like... down here, and I'm like, gee willikers, that's a little tiny guy. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm sorry. That's probably rude. Anyway, I was just stunned. I was like, man, those TM61 guys, like 6'3", 6'4", or something. Then I looked it up. I was like, holy crap.
What, Shane Thorne's going to be what, 6 foot, 5'11"?
Oh, you think he's probably shorter than
he looks like he's a little bit shorter than
Shane
Nick Miller.
Thorne.
Anyways, TM61 picked up the win. Shane Thorne pinned.
He's 6'1".
John Skyler after... TM61's finisher, Thunder Valley.
Yeah. Oh, so many like old school inside jokes here. Alex C busting out. Skyler and Hollis are NWO Steve Larson. I know, but which one are you? I'm Hollis. Am I Hollis?
I think so.
Well, Skyler has a big old beard, so that's got to be you, I think.
Yeah, but I thought Corey Hollis had some facial hair too.
Evidently, we're not NWO Skyler. Now they're just NWO Larsons.
I guess so.
Where's my notes?
Next, anyways. Main event, Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon for the NXT Women's title. Ember Moon came out with intensity, taking it to Shayna.
Do you like all the times that the commentary team kept on saying the Mighty? And then they literally have the Mighty Don't Kneel on
their
backs.
Their
Can they just buy that from whoever's still using it?
I think that's theirs.
I think there's still a group that they were part of a group that used it.
Oh, yeah, because I noticed there's a Twitter account that
probably
has
that Noah.
Name. No, it's like an Australian thing, I thought.
But I wasn't the group in... No, maybe, I don't know. Karen probably knows all about that stuff. I'll just wait for her to catch up.
Yeah, just wait for her to fill us in on the actual details.
Karen, so look, she knows. They're both 6'1". Guys, they're both 6'1". I know this. I'm Skyler. I can't be Skyler now. He's got a freaking beard, man. That guy bearded me out of being Skyler. And plus, I'm way taller than him.
Yeah.
I don't want to be him now. I want to be somebody tall.
Like Nick Miller.
I'd rather be Shane Thorne. That dude is a really good-looking guy. I wish he kept his long hair.
Yeah, Karen says in Australia they started.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I just figured, I don't know. I thought that was like a bigger... Why don't they call themselves the Mighty Don't Kneel here then? I thought it was because other people in their faction.
It could just be one of those things where they just want to rebrand.
See, they're the founding guys. I'm waiting for more info here.
Oh, okay.
This is the NXT episode. We can kind of just dick around.
A little bit. Even though these have been doing better in our SmackDown episode.
Hold on a second. Nick G is saying, my only complaint is that Kyrie wasn't planted very well. She stuck out the entire match. Was she just chilling ringside?
I didn't notice either.
Oh, because WWE can't trademark it. I don't know why that is. More info to come.
Yes.
Anyways, we got a fantastic Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon match. This was really cool. I just obviously this is a way to sort of stall the inevitable.
Yeah.
Ember Moon looked a little bit better in this.
Oh, she looked great to start the match. She was really taking it too, Shayna.
I love that. I like that.
And she until the suicide dive when she re-injured her arm.
Right.
And then Shayna had the upper hand.
Yeah.
Just worked the arm over and over. There was another arm bar spot where Ember Moon got to the rope so he would get to the outside of the ring. Shayna's just destroying Ember's arm. Kairi Sane comes down, attacks Shayna. Shayna wins by DQ.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're kind of, I don't know. Yeah, it seemed like they're just delaying the inevitable at this point. Which I think is a good idea. I think they need to build Shayna up
if they're going to
put the belt on her.
I totally agree, but man, that really kind of sacrifices Ember Moon. Like, Ember Moon feels super transitional right now. And she needs to just move, go to Maine, just go to Maine. Screw waiting for TakeOver, just go to Maine.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah. Kyrie was like, you know who I am, but
you don't know why I'm here.
I'm here. Anyways, yeah, so Kairi Sane, for some reason, came out. To help Ember Moon, but still, I kind of feel like the match hadn't ended. Her just jumping out to, like, check Shayna Baszler. I didn't like that very much.
Well, Shayna's mean.
Yeah, I know, but the match was still going.
I understand.
What, like, get out of my match, man.
No, I understand that, too.
I'm hurting right now, that's fine, but you're making me look like a wimp by coming out and saving me.
I understand all that.
So get out of here. If I'm Ember next week, I say, Kyrie, mind your business. Mind your business. But hey, man, Kyrie's saying, I am so... Her moves in the ring are amazing.
Oh, she's great.
That spear she doled out. And granted, that's, you know, I know that's the other person too. That's Shayna Baszler selling it.
Yeah.
But holy crap, that looks so... That was like one of the best spears I've seen, I think, ever in a women's match.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, you know, I mean, Goldberg spears are pretty cool. Roman Reigns spears are terrible. Edge had a decent spear, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Anyways. So yeah,
Rhino had a great spear. He called it the Gore.
Oh, so Karen says it was supposed to be that the ref couldn't stop the match.
Oh, couldn't stop Shayna.
Couldn't stop Shayna.
The ref could always stop the match.
Yeah. He just tells the guy to
ring the bell, match is over, Shayna. Yes.
Yeah, okay. That would have been cool if, like, it looked like she was still, I don't know, like he should have counted them out or something. I don't know. It just felt kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like the match is still happening. Kyrie jumps in.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So
it was kind of a weird finish, I agree.
Yeah. But still we get more Kyrie Sane versus Shayna Baszler. I'm fine with that. But it does kind of, I don't know. I feel like Ember Moon's entire NXT run is them not being entirently sure how to, like, pull the trigger on her.
No.
You know?
She'll be phenomenal in the ring and then creative.
Because she really is. Yeah. She sells. She's one of the best sellers NXT has, you know, regardless of division.
Yeah.
When she piles into a freaking ring post,
oh, man.
Oh, my God, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, I thought it was really good. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we have mail.
Oh, and that's NXT for you.
It's from Starve Inc.
Yeah, from Starve Inc. I think we got a couple shirts, man.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited about that.
I always like shirts. What do you got here? I can't tell what... Oh, there's an extra large. That one's yours.
Nice. I'm trying to bring them up. I forgot where they...
That's what I got.
That's cool. Weird drawing right there.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, it says Starve Inc., and then it's like a... It's like an old school like video game.
Oh,
like from the mid 90s. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's cool stuff.
Cool.
Anyways, check out Starve Inc. They're on the Twitters. I was trying to find their little DM. They sent me like a DM saying, "Hey, we sent you stuff." Oh, here we go. At Starve Inc. So check them out. It's cool stuff. Anyways, let's answer some questions.
Answer some questions.
I should put it like, so I got Aleister Black for the thumbnail. I should put like a little burger right there.
Oh, instead of the mic?
Yeah. Or like a little devil. A little Jason Sudeikis in devil outfit. Or John Lovitz in a devil outfit.
No, you need a putty.
Devil. That's right. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. QA thread.
I got it. Zach Parks, if 205 Live did a PWG-type show at a small venue, which main roster appearance would get the biggest pop for showing up as a complete surprise?
Seth Rollins.
Depends on what the individual's purpose was.
Okay.
Because if it's just Seth Rollins showing up to talk or something, yeah, that'd be a huge pop. But if Finn Balor showed up and actually had a match against somebody,
yeah,
that'd be huge.
That'd be cool. Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns versus Drew Gulak.
I mean, I'd like to see that, but...
Gulak goes over.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's his house. It's 205 Live. He should go over.
What a great question, Alex Foster. What other people should Tozawa fire if he becomes champion again? Every intern backstage, every production guy backstage.
Yeah.
Just all these like weird, like chalky PA guys that they have back there. They're all like just sort of happy to be working with the WWE. All those guys that he's been firing already, just fire them all. And they're like, hey, Kevin Dunn needs some coffee. And then they're like, I don't know who's going to get it. Akira just fired all our little, you know, doughy PA guys.
Broken Steve, does it feel like 205 Live can't do anything wrong as of late? I feel like the crowd, if the crowd were to be all in, then the show would skyrocket.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, it is the best wrestling show.
Yeah, it's a pure wrestling show.
One of
the
best wrestling is happening.
I don't know what they got to do to get that crowd involved in some capacity.
I don't know, but
if they're going to keep it in the same building as SmackDown, I don't know.
Last week we had Lince Dorado versus Kalisto. We had Roderick Strong versus Adeo
Tony.
Yeah,
the crowd was more into it. Both in like the whole arena was chanting in unison.
Oh, I know.
Awesome.
Nobody's sticking around for it, but my point was it landed at number 7 in the ratings. Mm-hmm. That has to be something. That's got to be something good. I mean, I know they probably want to monetize it beyond that, but if they keep this up, my thing is this. I have no idea. I have zero clue in terms of, so their live show, let's say we want to monetize them as a live show, okay? These venues they were running them in was like, what, 1,500 people?
Yeah, roughly.
Around there. They got good buzz. They weren't selling out. I have to believe that at some point, if they keep up this wrestling angle, like it's the best wrestling, they're going to be able to sell out the live shows.
I would hope so.
I would think that's the case.
Maybe they should, I don't know what the memorial holds here in Sacramento. I want to say it's like 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Try for places like that, somewhere between 700 and 1,000. Like the Center Stage Theater, mm-hmm. where they have an NXT taping that looks like it holds 500 people.
Right,
it
exactly,
looks really
yeah.
small and intimate. Have the shows at a place like that.
If that fits into what they want business-wise, then absolutely do that. I think they can totally sell that out. And especially if they take the tact of, I mean, I don't know where Roderick Strong's from.
Florida.
Like originally, is he from Florida?
I think so. He's built from Tampa.
Is there like a hometown that they can go into? Okay. I mean, if they can use, I don't know, go into smaller venues in the hometowns of like whoever their current champion is. I don't know. I'm sure that there are venues out there they can mm-hmm. sell. Mm-hmm. They can sell out. So, I don't know. I mean, the thing is like merchandise sells when you have these gimmicky guys like Enzo who are doing these stupid catchphrases and stuff. I don't know how many shirts Cedric Alexander is going to sell. They need, I mean, on.
Well, they haven't even really tried beyond TJP.
Yeah, I know.
No one else on 205 Live that I could think of has merch. Like that Gulak shirt he's been wearing for months.
I know.
Put that on WWE Shop.
I know. They also need better designers.
They do.
Why don't they just get better designers? I don't know. Anyways.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. El Pupacabra. With Triple H apparently bringing 5-star matches back to WWE, could you see the 205 Live Championship final stealing the show at Mania with a 5-star match in which two wrestlers could pull it off? Yeah, I could.
I think there's the possibility. One thing about Mania that's kind of weird, though, is that the crowd doesn't really help things. Like, if you remember last year, Neville and Austin Aries had a really good match at Mania, And like, because it was outside and it was in that giant crowd.
And it was sunny.
And it was sunny. It was just weird. And like, you didn't really get the feeling. You didn't really get the feeling that like people are going crazy for it. And that kind of, that helps.
Well, part of that is the atmosphere of Maine. You're in this huge stadium. Well, it'll be a little bit better this year because it'll be in a dome. And so the sound will kind of stay in.
Yeah.
But when we were at WrestleMania 31 too, I noticed that, you know, moments where it felt like there should be a big pop, it really wasn't because all the sound sounds, I don't even scientifically accurate. The sound just escapes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's not being held in.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
Okay.
Acoustically, it sounds right.
Yeah, it does sound right. It sounds like it's really simplifying matters, but
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
All the sounds is escaping upwards.
Yeah, it's like going heat. Up. Yeah. Like heat. Sound and heat. Same thing, right?
They rise.
That sounds like science from like the 1800s.
I know.
Well, the brain is getting too hot right now, so we're going to pump some low-level sounds into his head.
Low-level sound. The reverberation should help him.
Exactly. It'll cool his temperature.
It's cool, yeah, exactly.
It'll cool his brain temperature.
Or it's like, he's got a high temperature. Let's make him warmer and sweat the temperature out of him.
Exactly, by pumping in some loud sounds.
Some loud, warm sounds.
Loud, warm sounds.
And the reverberation of his body will raise his temperature further, thus curing the infection.
Oh, man. Oh.
Sid Swami, Buddy Murphy is definitely a surprising entry, and the story of a heavyweight training his way to cruiserweight is sweet. Power Rank, the heavyweight competitors that you would want to see drop weight challenge for the cruiserweight championship. Cedric Alexander, during the Cruiserweight Classic, that was kind of his story, too, because he said he lost 20 pounds to get to the Cruiserweight Classic.
Drew Gulak should drop like 30 pounds and come in looking like the man dying of thirst. No, that'd be terrible. No one wants to see that.
I'm just going to toss out names. Not necessarily I want to see him. But Sami Zayn, he's dropped 10 pounds.
Yeah, this is 10 pounds, yeah.
10 pounds. That seems believable.
Yeah. He went on an even more vegan diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolph.
You see Sami Zayn in the backyard grazing. He's eating grass.
Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph.
I mean, Finn Balor would have to drop any weight. He's already under 205.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't about whether people I want to see.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins. I think he had to drop about 15 pounds.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah.
Isn't he like 6'3 or something?
6'2, I think.
Wow, yeah.
I think he's only built about 220.
Oh, wow. Svelte CrossFit guy.
Mm-hmm. All muscle.
That's a good list that you just made there.
All right.
Damo.
Good for me.
Damo, and he looks like one of them dudes after
Aleister Black.
My 600-pound life.
Yeah.
Man, some of those people, they literally can't get out of their bed. And when they do, they have to like have somebody help them like wash and stuff. It was really messed up, dude. But then like they have people come in and like cook for like my uncle comes in and cooks for me. And then they're like cooking up like this 3,000-calorie breakfast. And I'm like, hey, uncle. I need to dial it back a little bit, like give him like a good solid 400 calories in the morning, you know, and come back in like, you know, 3 hours, give him a bar, come back in another 3 hours and give him a good sandwich, like a 6-inch from Subway.
Salad.
Yeah. Well, let's see here.
Tommy T. Hey, friend, my question is, who are some people in WWE that are truly breaking ground in the industry, completely original and can't really be compared to any past acts? For example, the Usos, since their transformation, have been cutting completely original rap-style promos and have a very unique way of carrying themselves.
I can't think of, speaking of like sort of on the flip side of that, the New Day.
Yeah.
They do something completely, I mean, you know, like bizarre and surrealistic humor. And
oh, week after week.
Yeah.
Changing things up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Aaron Smith, kind of a long question here, but I like the way it starts. Do you think there is a chance that WWE may have backed themselves into a corner with the amazing talent they have in NXT? For example, I personally believe the reason Authors of Pain, the iconic duo Cassius Ohno, have yet to be called up is due to a lack of space on main roster. He says, granted, I'm expecting call-ups after Mania, but I am worried that they'll just get lost in a shuffle, as in the heartbreaking case of Ty Dillinger. 10. But by staying in NXT for longer amounts of time, it may be difficult for some of these performers to develop any further.
No, I understand that.
I mean, the short answer is, yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
You know, it is, it's definitely kind of a danger, you know, it's kind of something.
Because if they stick around NXT, A, it seems like they're overstaying.
Yeah. Look at Authors of
Pain. Yeah.
He's exactly what Authors of Pain is a perfect example.
Yeah.
It's like, why are they still there?
Yeah. But you know, if they get brought to Raw, for example, you have T-Bar is
you
top
have a
tag
lot
team.
Of redundancy.
Well, then also like T-Bar, the top tag team is a heel. That's redundancy. Mm. You go to SmackDown. Well, Authors of Pain, they're kind of close to Bludgeon Brothers in terms of just being a couple of huge dominant guys that beat the heck out of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is a problem there. But then they can't really stick around NXT, even if they keep booking interesting storylines, because eventually War Machine is going to come in, and that's a redundancy there to a certain extent. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
AO Worm, how do you feel about the current NXT ring announcer? Who is the current NXT ring announcer? I don't know who that is. Who's currently ring announcing?
I don't know.
Is it that dude who's at the live show? No.
I think so. No, that guy doesn't do it.
Is it a female?
Mike Rome.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's a woman.
What's her name?
I don't remember her name.
I know. I've seen her face. She's done interviews before.
Yeah. She's fine.
I'm fine with her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would if I don't notice you, I think you're doing a good job. Because like, if I notice you, it means you probably
flubbed
something.
Karen says it's Kayla Braxton.
Oh, there you go. That's the name. Thanks, yeah. Karen.
Yeah, I think she's totally fine.
Some of y'all just need to start your own podcast because you know a lot more than we do.
Oh yes.
Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man. Maybe. True Bud Ryan. Has Killian Dane dethroned Finn for the best brogue in WWE? Yes. I can listen to that Scottish accent forever.
It's Irish.
He is Scott. Oh, Irish. Yeah, Irish. Sorry. I was thinking he's Scottish. Nikki Cross is Scottish, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Steve Klein. Hey, friendos. What does Tony Nese need to do to get him to the next level? Just wrestling matches like he did this week.
Mm-hmm. No, it actually said, wait, this says he's British. Hold on, where is he from? Now I want to know. Oh, Northern Ireland, okay. Northern Ireland. His name is Damian Mackle. What a great name. What now?
Damo,
big Damo. What's your question? What's the question?
I lost it. Steve Klein.
Oh, shit. I found the cure for the plague.
I already answered it, so we can move on.
I found the cure for the plague of the 20th century in Alaska.
Oh, here we go. Larson's Black Cat Stepfather. Hey, friendos, power rank your top five New Japan junior heavyweights that can move to WWE and help boost ratings for 205 Live. Thanks. Will Ospreay.
People would love the ticking time bomb.
Oh, gosh,
people would love him.
Yes. But here's the thing. I want to balance people that can be brought over, but I don't want to rip the heart out of New Japan's junior division either.
Yeah.
That's why I say it. How about Ospreay? Takahashi.
Okay. Kushida, you got to keep Kushida there.
He's the ace of the division.
Keep Marty Scurll there.
Keep Taguchi there.
Yeah. Who else do they have? Who else in their junior division?
Who's in the four-way match? It was Ospreay, Scurll, Takahashi, and...
It wasn't Kushida?
No, I didn't think so it was. Maybe it was. It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, I guess it was, maybe.
Shouldn't Jay White be a junior?
I mean, I guess not.
He's not. Good point.
Takahashi and Ospreay. I think those are the two.
Who's
Bushi.
Bushi.
Bushi's a junior.
And there you go.
Chase Owens.
Who else was in the Fatal? It wasn't Kushida?
Might have
had to have been Kushida.
Yeah, it had to have been Kushida.
They kind of just have a big four there, huh?
Yeah. But they're also great.
They are all great. Is Zack Sabre Jr. considered a junior these days? I don't think he is.
I don't think he is in New Japan, but he was in the Cruiserweight Classic.
What about...
Kota Ibushi's a heavyweight.
How about this? How about you bring Michinoku back into the
WWE? Taichi.
There you go. Oh, Taichi. There you go.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Zack Sabre Jr. is a big boy now. He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
Oh, goodness.
Tommy Cat in chat says, I got 20 minutes to spend before a meeting. I envy not being my own boss.
What?
Alex C is my new favorite one. He says,
Oh, wow, he's turned the corner.
He had to change his name to Zack Sabre Heavy. You idiot. All right, you're back on my good side, Alex C.
All right.
He's turned the corner, but tomorrow he's going to be back on my bad side. Any more questions?
Oh, this is interesting. Go ahead. Original mystery man, Carmine the Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
If you're granted a VIP tour of the Performance Center, what would you like to see that's not included in the tour of the general public? Thanks, friendos. I want to see how they put the show together.
Okay.
I want to go behind the curtain. I want to see...
The booking stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also the production aspect of it.
I want to see them putting together matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's the stuff I want to see.
I want to see somebody writing a little address book.
I want to see that, but also see how the talent works with the producers to put the matches together.
Yeah.
And I want to see the producers work with, you know, the booker, you know, all that. I want to see the whole process of booking the show, planning out the matches, all that. Okay. How it's rehearsed so they get hit their marks for the camera, all that.
Okay.
That's what I want to see.
All right, man.
I'd find that fascinating because that's the real storytelling of televised wrestling.
I want to see them make the popcorn.
You can do that at home, man.
Go sit there and go, hey, you know what I'm bringing to the office space? A popcorn maker.
Good for you.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to make any popcorn. I'm just going to bring like bags of
Skinny Pop.
Just dump it in there every week. So it's always available for me.
All right.
Because it's our office.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You do that.
You can have some too.
I'm not really huge on popcorn. You know.
I'm not really huge on popcorn. Wow, that was rude.
I'm stating my opinion. I'm not saying you're an idiot for liking popcorn.
That's what I hear when you say Oh, man. Are we done yet? Any more questions?
Man, you seem like you can't wait to get out of here.
No, today. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like we're SmackDown right now. We're spinning our wheels. Oh, here we go. Xander McIntosh. Do you think they're going to give the NXT title to Gargano so we can feud with Ciampa over it and send Cien to Maine? No, I think they're going to give the title to Aleister Black because Ciampa and Gargano really don't need the title.
Yeah.
Even though I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, they don't need the title really, though.
This is my NXT. No, it isn't. It's my NXT.
What was that?
Baron Corbin feuding with Baron Corbin over the NXT universe. Antti Hämäläinen. And again, I apologize for butchering your name. Antti wants to know, what's the first thing you'd like to see Aleister Black do when he goes to Maine? My suggestion, hit Reigns with the black mask.
That's a good call.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, instant face of the company right there if he does that in terms of what the crowd thinks.
Exactly. What's the first thing you want to see him do?
No, that's good. I like that. I can't
change his gimmick. Better. Change his gimmick to Evil Ice Cream Man. He like has his little cart.
Ding, all right.
Ding, 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 ding. Or it plays the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But the song plays all throughout his matches.
Good.
Yeah. That's all I got. All
right.
It's him as an evil ice cream salesman guy.
All right.
Black Mask.
I like the name of something else. The cherry on top.
The cup or cone.
Yeah, there you go.
You want a cup? Do you want it in a cup or in a cone?
Or he'll do two of them. He'll do two of them.
Yeah.
It'll be the double scoop.
The double scoop. Do you want the double scoop?
Yeah.
Would you like some Fritos with that?
Fritos?
Because they always have, like, bags of chips in there.
Oh, okay.
Would you like some Cheetos?
You want some crackers with peanut butter between them. What are those things called? What do you buy pre-made?
What are the little icicles?
Nutter Butters.
What are the icicles with, like, all the different colors on it? It's, like, it's got, like, the rocket ship one.
I think it's just Rocket Pops.
Rocket. Would you like a Rocket Pop? I'm getting pretty good at my Aleister Black.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's an evil ice cream man. Anyways, that's it for the show. We've got to go now and sell some more ice cream to the neighborhood children. Gypsy, let's get some music. Hilton's at the All-Star break right now.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. He should be here. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.